This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
For your boss, getting rid of old clothes.
My old bell bottoms.
Scouring the grout in your shower. Working out on that old stationary bike. And so much more. Go to the store or order online at shop5hourenergy.com. 5-Hour Energy. Energy for hunkering down.
Drivers, start your engines.
Because the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event, where every vehicle is inspired by Honda's racing spirit, is going on now. And for a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get 1.9% APR on select 2020 Honda Civic models. Named a 2020 Kelley Blue Book KBB.com Best Buy. Race into your local Honda dealer today.
See your local Memphis area Honda dealer for great deals on the award-winning Honda Civic.
See dealer for financing details. For more information, visit KellyBlueBooksKBB.com.
There's only one Memphis, and there's only one MFS. That's 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station.
Memphis, Memphis, Memphis. Memphis, 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 Memphis. Nothing but Memphis. Everywhere we go, it's Memphis. Memphis, Tennessee. The beautiful land in the world.
Broadcasting live on the Radio.com app. It's free. Download it now and check out Rewind. Get your grizz on 92.9 FM ESPN through radio.com. Favorite 92.9 FM ESPN.
We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're happy.
It's Jason and John on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN. Presented live and locally by the Wing Guru. The Wing Guru.
Who that? Man, this what you been waiting for. I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating, though, cause now I'm getting hot enough to even want to stay at home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television. And did I fail to mention? Your girl is hot, a missionary, boy, you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrated, finger poke whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn, then I redecorated. That mean my tables turn. Live life, might as well. Only way to learn is try and fail. Clients are the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on selling back. Who that? That got that flame. Who that? That got that flame. Who that? That got that flame. So don't worry about my name. I gotta say, who that? Cold word.
All right, you're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN. Yes, we are here, March 24th. It is Tuesday. I'm joined by my partner, John Martin. We are all getting through it and saw what we thought was going to be inevitable news, that it was going to be coming. You saw, John Martin, that the Olympics have officially been pushed off to 2021 as a result of where we are with coronavirus, COVID-19, whatever you want to call it. We're all still trying to get through. Got a big show lined up for you today, including a friend of the show.
Yes.
Rejoining us.
Yes.
After a long hiatus.
Yes,
at least about
Clay
a year
Travis
hiatus.
Is going to be on the show.
Oh, okay. Well, I was talking about somebody different.
Oh. Who are you talking about?
Ben Jobe, National Coach of the Year, Damon Stoudemire. How
Damon.
About that one? Former Memphis assistant, Arizona assistant, and now in his fourth year at Pacific, a Coach of the Year, having led Pacific, John Martin, to a third-place finish in the WCC this year. You also won Conference Coach of the Year out there. How about that?
How about that?
It's a league that includes Gonzaga.
Yeah, we're going to catch up with our man Damon Stoudemire today. Looking forward to doing that. He'll join us actually in the very next segment, Jason.
Beautiful.
In the very next segment, we'll talk to Damon Stoudemire. Cam Newton going to be released after the Panthers failed to find a trade partner for
him.
Knew
that was going to happen.
Yep, that's exactly how it always goes.
They got Gostkowski, man.
They did. They did get Gostkowski. It was a great run, man. But the Patriots are, like, tearing it down, you know?
They really are.
They're tearing it down there. They're going to have a quarterback competition there.
You really think Stidham or Hoyer is the guy?
I mean, I don't, but, you
maybe
know.
Well, we'll see. We'll see with Stidham. Very small sample size.
Bill Belichick is a master at this stuff. So that's the news in the NFL today. I wonder what Cam's market will be. I do wonder, like, how interested teams will be in him. He did not look good whatsoever in the games he played last year. Now, he was hurt. He was injured, but at the same time.
They're going to want to do their MRIs. They're going to want to know about that body. That's the question. It's a big question. How healthy are you, Cam?
Exactly. So, anyway, that is the show today. We are obviously looking very forward to it. Clay Trapp's going to join us at 12:25. I know a lot of you have questions. A lot of you have sort of been frustrated by some of the things that Clay Travis has tweeted. We're going to address those things with him at 12:25. And then Ben Golliver from the Washington Post will join us talking about the NBA. I saw a story yesterday that basically insinuated that, you know, there are going to be huge financial ramifications with the NBA if they don't come back.
Mm-hmm.
$1.2 billion ramifications if the NBA does not come back this year. And I don't know how you overcome it. I really don't. I mean, $1.2 billion over the entire league comes out to, I can't remember what the exact total is for per team, $40 million or some such. So we'll talk to him about that.
You saw, too, ESPN reporting, and it'd be discouraging news, I would think, for the NBA, that the South Korean Basketball League is canceled for the rest of its season. That's a country that we've, you know, held up as having handled it as about as well as you could. We'd lauded them for the way that country had handled things and thought maybe things are looking up for them like you hope things are looking up for China. But the news that they're going to cancel their Korean Basketball League this year,
yep.
I would say discouraging, because, again, you thought that they're one of the ones handling it as good as maybe they're turning the corner, but at least they appear it could get worse or you know, maybe the worst is yet to come. We'll see. That to me, that was discouraging news, especially for those of us hoping that, you know, this NBA season can continue. I think there's just stronger than we know, John, the reality that this thing might not continue and that that $1 billion might be a $1 billion lost. We'll see. We know they want to recoup as much as they can.
Yeah. So, anyway, that is the show today. We are looking forward to it. Just to give you sort of your daily corona update, Shelby County is now up to 135 confirmed cases of coronavirus. I believe the the safer at home ordinance is in place now. Stay at home, folks. I mean, it's just really that simple. If you're not an essential business, if you don't have to go to the grocery store, if you don't have to get something repaired that's necessary, it's just very easy. Just stay your ass at home. I mean, because the sooner that we all start cooperating and the sooner that we start taking this for the serious deal that it is, the quicker that we'll be on the other side of this. And I think that should be the common goal of everybody. I don't know about you, but last 2-3 weeks, man, I have been a ball of anxiety. I hate the way I feel, and I can only imagine that if you know what's going on, you feel certainly helpless, but you can make a difference, and that's by staying at home. So just do it.
I feel like that a lot of us, most of us, whatever, I'd like to say most, are doing that, John, and are doing our part and hopefully helping to flatten the curve that way. I won't lie to you. My concern is that so many of us now, having done that, right, for a few days and feeling like we're doing our part,
yep.
So many of us now are looking for when we come out of it, right? We want a date. This is going to be a week, going to be another 2 weeks. And part of that is rooted in fear, right?
Yep.
How long could this go on? But my fear, John, is that instead of just kind of, like you're saying, focusing on the day-to-day and staying, you know, isolating ourselves for really, let's face it, as long, next couple of weeks, another week, whatever, hopefully, you know, 3-4 weeks, what, God forbid, month, whatever it's going to be, focusing on the day-to-day and not, hey, when do I get out? Because the when do I get out gets you antsy. And if we jump too soon to come back to this thing, that's when we stand a chance of really losing whatever control we hope to eventually have,
yep,
over the spread of this thing, is what it feels like to me. So instead of, and I know it's hard to do because we've all been locked down, we're all doing our parts, and we want to know when it's going to happen. But if you got to focus on the now and what you can get done in the right now. And I like what you said, I think it was last week, of being your best self or whatever it is, instead of focusing so much on the bad. Because, again, I'm telling you, I just get this feeling that we're getting antsy. I mean, even the president yesterday, this feeling that we're getting antsy to come out of this, and let's make sure we've got some sort of control before we come out.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing right now. That's the point, to try to get some sort of control over this thing. So continue to do what you're doing, and hopefully, you know, we'll come out of this. We're going to come out of it. It's just how soon it's going to be. And I think it's sooner if we continue to do what we're doing.
Look, I put it in these terms. You like football, right? This country loves football, right? The only way we have football on time is with a training camp in July and August. And if we cannot have a training camp in July and August, it will push football back and it will jeopardize football this year. I don't even know. You know, I'll put college football in that same camp, you know, whether you're NFL, whether you're a college football fan. If you don't start taking this seriously and if we don't stop overloading our hospitals, which is happening right now, we're not going to be able to have the things that we look forward to in the fall. That's just the
reality.
Can
I not apply that same logic? You're doing it with sports to the economy. That, look, until we've controlled the spread, there is no good economy. You understand what I'm saying? Like the idea that we can come out of this in a week, right, and all of a sudden get back to work and the economy goes right back. Well, John, some of us ain't going to go back because there's a fear. And so much like you're talking about for the return of sports, my whole thing with the economy is, look, we can't get that back on track until we've got this under control. If we all of a sudden think, well, wait a minute, we you know, forget the control, let's just go back to having the – well, then, John, the spread continues. What we don't know, the question mark gets bigger and bigger in terms of cases. The way to get the economy back, right, is to get control of it, right? Ease these fears. And as far as I'm concerned, forever, however long you need to stay down, right, to get to that, to ease the fears is where we need to be,
yeah,
to get the control. So sports – economy, I think it all goes together. Until we get it under control from that standpoint, I don't see how any of us get back to that.
Yeah, so that's where we're at today with the coronavirus in Shelby County and in the world. And we will keep you apprised of any important developments that go on in the meantime. Okay, on to other matters, because you don't necessarily turn to us for 24/7 with the, you know, 24/7 coronavirus coverage. I had an opportunity, I had a task, and that task was to write about the best NCAA tournament game I've ever seen. Now, that would have been North Carolina, Kentucky here in Memphis. Remember that?
Oh, Luke Mayshot.
Yeah, that would have been that game. However,
that was
I wasn't there
game.
That day. I was actually, I did not come back to the Forum for that, that day. I was there for the UCLA-Kentucky matchup. Which was not as good as we had hoped.
It
was
a great basketball game.
Yeah, I mean, it was Lonzo versus
talent.
De'Aaron Fox,
yes,
yeah, and Malik Monk as well. But it ended up being it wasn't a classic game like that one was. So I had to be honest. You know, if I was going to choose the best tournament game I ever watched, it had to be one that I was there for. And given that, you know, like I said, I've covered Memphis for the last, you know, 10, 11 years, there have not been many to pick from, Jason. So, as we talked about, I settled on Memphis, Arizona. That was listen, you go back and think about that game. I mean, it was back and forth until the final buzzer, you know? I mean, because Memphis came out hot, then Arizona, you know, Arizona countered. You know, Arizona starts the second half on a 7-0 run. Memphis goes on that 13-0 run right after that. Then the Wildcats have an 8-0 run. Then Memphis has a 10-2 run. And it was just back and forth. And the difference by the end of it was just that Arizona had Derek Williams and Memphis didn't. I mean, that was really the difference in the game.
It's a 12-5 game, right?
Yeah, 12-5, exactly. Mm-hmm. Memphis had a lot of opportunities in that game to win. They battled, and it was interesting sort of the when you go back down memory lane and you think about that team, this Memphis basketball team in 1920 had great adversity, right? I mean, they were hit with adversity from the first game, with James Wiseman in the NCAA, and then DJ Jeffries getting hurt, and there was a flu bug going around the team. I mean, they had certainly had to deal with adversity. Some of it was self-inflicted. Some of it was not. You remember this Memphis team in 2010-2011, number two recruiting class. It was really the first year that we as a city had great hope and optimism about the program after John Calipari left. And from jump, these dudes were at each other's necks. Like, it was all self-inflicted adversity. It wasn't like any kind of injury stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It was self-inflicted. Like, they did not get along, you know? And like, you go through it. Jalon Kendrick got thrown off the team before it started. before the season started because he was getting into it with teammates. We remember the Wesley Witherspoon incident on the bus, right? Joe Jackson, threat to transfer.
Yeah, that one felt more serious than the next year.
Yeah.
That freshman year transfer.
Multiple team meetings had to be held throughout the season to define roles. Here's what you do. Here's what you do. And then, of course, it culminated with the Conference USA tournament where Will Coleman shows up with a black eye. We learned later on this show that that was a result of a water gun fight. Charles Carmouche said, don't spray me. Mm-hmm. And he ended up taking matters into his own hands. So, Jason, as somebody that covered that team, man, that must have been rough.
Well, we didn't know where this thing would go because the question was, can Josh coach? He can get talent. That was clear after what he did to get that class. And keep in mind, it was good timing, right? You came, you took it over, and there was that pride, that city pride of trying to keep the program going after Cal, show everybody this thing's going to survive. And so those Joe Jacksons, the Tariq Blacks, the Chris Crawfords, you pick them up in that. And you were able to, good timing, coming at a good time. But the question was, at that point, can Josh relate to these kids? Can he coach these types of kids?
Yep.
He's coming from a great program, learned from a Hall of Famer and Lute Olson, obviously, but he's recruiting an inner-city type kid, right, that we don't know if Josh can push the right buttons to relate to, can get them to maximize what they've got. That was the question the whole year. And so with each of those things, Jalon Kendrick, the back and forth with Joe, and I'll tell you what, there was a point where this whole city was on Joe watch. Like there was a time where we just thought he and Josh weren't going to get on the same page enough that Joe was going to get out of here.
Yep.
And plenty were interested. And look, that happened again his sophomore year, but it certainly felt more serious his freshman year. It was all about Josh can get him. Now, can he coach him and push the right buttons? And there, I'll tell you what, John, there was a lot of doubt, especially late there in the season. After everything you talked about that you went through, even in that conference tournament, Will Coleman's got a black eye. The way you get handled at UTEP right before the conference tournament, before you go back out there and eventually win it, there was a lot of doubt. There was no question. And, you know, probably fairly so, because, again, you had a guy in just his second year who, after a bunch of others, let's be real, you'd gone down the list of folks you wanted to follow Cal and had struck out for the most part. After a bunch of other guys turned it down, you struck out on some others, you go to an assistant coach who really, let's be with all due respect, had no business at that point getting this big a job. Now that said, you can make a case Josh did look what it did for his career.
Yep.
I mean, Josh has gone on to become a multimillionaire because of this, and much because of, John, that game that you're talking about right there, because of that Arizona game and how well Memphis played in it.
Yeah, so I mean that game itself and it provided sort of that false dawn, you know, for Josh. I think people like you said, like after that game, it got him a contract extension, that recruiting class. And Will Barton came back too. Will Barton came back for a sophomore year. And so I think what that game achieved was that false dawn. It ended up, you know, it was only there's only two tournament wins after that, which was St. Mary's and George Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And the bigger point for me is, I cannot believe that is the best NCAA tournament game that we have had in Memphis in the last 11 years, but it's true. Like that, I mean, I guess if you want to say St. Mary's, you know, because they won, but that was a very ugly basketball game. I remember literally nothing from George Washington. Do you remember one thing from that game?
I thought Memphis had a good game plan. No.
Well, that's
not
nice
much.
Of you to say.
Not much.
Compliment, I mean,
because
the staff.
Because the game plan was not good against Virginia. Those guys got pushed off. They were. You had to know Virginia was going to be the more physical team, and yet they had nothing for them. George Washington, too, was sort of a relief because you felt like, you know, Josh better beat George Washington again.
And that was a close game, right?
Relatively, I want to say.
Yeah.
George Washington made it a close game. I don't have it in front of me.
71-66.
Yeah, relatively close game. But, again, that was a game that you expected Memphis to win, and it was, okay, then what is it going to do against a top seed? That said, look, what it did was make Josh a hell of a lot of money is what it did. The fact is, you know, from the outside looking in, college basketball fans might say, hey, maybe you guys aren't the program that you seem to think you are,
mm-hmm.
right? Yeah, that was your best performance in the last 11 years in the tournament. You know, maybe you guys have come down a couple pegs, but I would tell you that it's the other way around. That typically, no, it's supposed to be the other way around, where you are making a Sweet 16 every 4, every 5 years. That's what this program is about. And this tells you, quite frankly, how far off you've gotten from that. It's a reminder of that's the best we can do, John, in terms of Memphis tournament games that you've covered. I ain't saying much. I'll tell you what, a loss.
Yeah.
It's good for Josh. don't know how good it was for the program.
Yeah, so I don't know. That was just a that was an interesting sort of experiment, and then just the, I mean, the idea that they were able to put all of that behind them and make a tournament run, honestly, is amazing. Like I mean, it really, like the way they did it, coming together for the tournament there in El Paso, and I mean, because, you know, Will Coleman, I talked to Will Coleman pretty much at length about this, and he said some things that did not make the piece that we don't necessarily have to get into. But, you know, I mean, the idea that they were able to do that, to me, is the most impressive thing. They obviously didn't win, and even if they would have won, I don't really know if they had the pieces to go much. I think
they were 12.
Yeah, they would have had to see Duke, you know, in the Sweet 16. Like, I don't think they would have gone much further, but – you know, it was a nice effort, and I think it was one of those games that, you know, listen, we're all looking for hope right now, all right? I think that was one of those games that instilled hope in the Memphis fan base for that time being. Never really was it never really materialized.
Yeah, well, like in terms of what it amounted to.
Yeah, it never really materialized.
Amounted to a lot of millions for Josh.
A moment in time, Jason, is what that was. It was a moment in time for Memphis basketball.
Did you read the quote from Williams at one point, and he's talking about – Joe Jackson made the first of two free throws to pull the Tigers 77-75, 5 seconds left. He misses the second one. There's a scramble. Witherspoon gets it, ends up with the rebound on the left side.
Yep.
And Williams' quote is, at one point he was so wide open, so I knew he wasn't going to shot fake because there wasn't enough time on the clock. So I just went up and tried to make a hard play on the ball like Coach always tells us to do, and good thing it wasn't a foul. A lot of us have said, man, if Wesley had pump faked that ball, but that was the – Wesley was wide open. He was. I mean, he had gotten the ball out of that scramble. He had the shot, and Williams was so good at recovering and so long, you end up coming up just short. But, man, Wesley had that. He'd gotten that loose ball, man, after that Joe Jackson miss, and Memphis just coming up just short there.
Yeah, so anyway, by the way, Jason, Ole Miss is sending out emails asking alums to consider giving to Ole Miss in the event of their death, asking them to put something in the will where they give back to Ole Miss in the case of death. So their head's in the right place.
Wow.
Ole Miss's head is in the right place.
So just in case you pass a coronavirus, let's get that will changed.
In those times, it is beneficial to consider revisiting the content of your will, especially if it was designed years ago and now needs attention. Just like your home, your estate plan needs regular maintenance to reflect situations and circumstances that you faced. And so, you know, They ask you to invest in the students, the faculty, and the mission of the University of Mississippi.
That's a big gulp to swallow all that pride to ask folks to.
Hey, we're all.
If you want to die, go ahead and donate to us and rework your wheels there.
We're all hurting, I guess, man.
Wow.
All right, we will come back. Damon Sotomayor is going to join us. We will talk to him about the season he had. We'll get his thoughts on John Morant, how he's holding up. Lots to get to and more with Damon Sotomayor next. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis and the Mid-South's work-from-home radio station, bringing energy and info to the people who need it most.
Obviously, it's a strange time in our country, first and foremost. People aren't going to work who used to go to work. People aren't going to school who normally go to school.
Live on the radio.com free app. Favorite 92.9 FM ESPN. Alexa and smart speakers say, play 92.9 ESPN. Work from home and stay informed with 92.9.
Let's up your life with Let's.
It's time to be the talk of the neighborhood or lake house with that custom golf cart built by the experts at Lads. With both new and used models, they're sure to have exactly what you need. The brand new Club Car Onward encourages families and friends to come together and enjoy being outside. Find out more at ladsonline.com or give us a call at 901-324-8801.
Lads, up your life with Lads. Lads, up your life.
Parents, do you want your child's shoes to fit perfectly? Then you need to get your kids Skechers Stretch Fit shoes, because Skechers Stretch Fit shoes easily slip on and fit almost like a sock. And not only do they fit like a dream, they perform like one too. Skechers Stretch Fit keeps your child's feet comfortable all day long with Skechers' exclusive air-cooled memory foam. Plus, you'll love just how durable they are. And if they get dirty, just pop them in the washing machine. Skechers Stretch Fit shoes. Find them at a Skechers store near you, Skechers.com, or wherever kids' shoes are sold.
If you like piña coladas and get
spilled your piña colada? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker and is 2 times more absorbent than the leading ordinary brand. So you can get back to getting caught in the rain.
If you like piña coladas
Bounty. The Quicker Picker Up.
Enjoy fresh, flavorful, and made-for-you meals with today's Perks Deal. $25 to Moe's Southwest Grill for only $15. Create your own burritos, bowls, tacos, nachos, salads, and more. Get yours at GetMyPerks.com.
Here's Howie Long for Skechers Wide Fit.
Regular shoes feel cramped and uncomfortable, kind of like getting stuck in the middle seat of an airplane.
Excuse me, that's my armrest.
I'm pretty sure that's my armrest. But Wide Fit shoes from Skechers feel like this.
Mr. Long, you've been upgraded.
That's why I wear Skechers Wide Fit. They've got extra room throughout, plus Skechers exclusive air-cooled memory foam. They're like first class for your feet.
Find Skechers Wide Fit at a Skechers store near you or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, I got the brush off again. I don't get it. Is there something wrong with the way I wave? Elbow wrist. Why won't that little basset hound acknowledge me? I'm friendly. I give everyone peace of mind when I protect their homes through Progressive. He should be jumping for joy when I walk by.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe it's me. No, it's him.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Now is my time.
On the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hi, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN, and as promised, he is Damon Stoudemire, head coach over at Pacific, and the winner of the Ben Jobe National Coach of the Year Award. That was announced this morning, and he joins us now. Coach, congrats, man. What's going on?
Oh, man, nothing much, man. Just trying to stay sane and all the rest of it as we get through these crazy times, right? So that's about it, man.
Before we get to you being Coach of the Year, which is fantastic, by the way, how are you living through these crazy times? How is it out in Cali?
It's cool. I mean, you maintain it. You do what you got to do. I mean, nothing's really open. You know, the central spots is open. You know, the grocery store is open. Target, Costco, things of that nature. FedEx is open, things, you know, stuff like that. But, you know, most of the other businesses are closed. I haven't been outside at night. And I don't know how long, but I think it's a curfew. It's imposed curfew. And I want to say it's about 10, 11 o'clock. And if you're out, I think you can get citation or possibly arrested. I'm not for sure about that though, but it's cool. I mean, you're trying to maintain, and it's getting warmer outside, I should say. So, you know, that gets a little harder. You know, down here in the Bay, is, you know, you got that. I like to say that good weather. So, you know, once that sun come out, you know, it's gonna be interesting if we're still in these times. You know, if people gonna still abide by what we need to abide by to get through this.
Right.
We're gonna have people cutting against the grain. So, yep. You know, but yeah, no, everything is everything. So it's funny. You know, a lot of my coaches, they all live around me. So, you know, during this time, actually, you know, I've been seeing a lot of coaches got different ways of how they've been doing things, but man, we all in walking distance. So everybody come by my house or whatever, you know, we'll go over some things. We'll call some kids on the phone, you know, just kind of chop it up, entertaining each other, keeping each other company too. So man, it's been quite frankly for me, I mean, wouldn't want it this way, but it's kind of been refreshing, to be honest with you, just to have a chance to sit back, man. You know, you don't really get these opportunities, and you know, it's a chance for you to sit back, reflect, do some different things, mm-hmm. You know, while you got this time, because we all know whenever everything gets back to, man, everybody gonna be full throttle ahead,
exactly.
Every single thing that they're doing, so.
So has this, I mean, for you personally, Dame, I mean, has this changed anything sort of about maybe what you had hoped to do or had planned to do, or Has this just sort of it hasn't really changed anything for you?
Nah, it hasn't changed nothing for me. From a basketball standpoint, you know, with my team and everything, I mean, obviously this is recruiting, we wouldn't have been recruiting, but I think, I would assume that we probably would have been in some type of postseason. And then after that, you're getting ready for the recruiting period and all that stuff. But, you know, truth be told, man, it's going to sound crazy. It just kind of, it makes it easier. You know, it does. It makes it easier from the standpoint that now you're just working the phone. And when everything is up, I mean, you know, the way I've kind of done it here is really unconventional too. So it's not really like I do it the normal way. You know, as if I was, you know, for instance, still an assistant at Arizona, still an assistant at Memphis. You know, so we do things totally different. So, I would say this hasn't necessarily changed. I would love to be in the gym with my guys, though. That's about the only thing. But it hasn't really changed the way we do that. I'm doing. Anything that I would have had done had things been normal.
How'd you do it this season, Coach? You picked eighth in the WCC. You end up finishing tied for third. You win 23 games. Like you talked about, it was definitely going to be a postseason for you guys. How'd you do this in a year that you were supposed to be down out of Pacific, man? We all knew you were going to be a good one leaving out of here, but you're Coach of the Year material in the conference and national. How are you getting this done? Is it the players or just you, Coach? Tell us the secret.
It's the players, man.
Stop.
Listen. I have one theory. This is my theory. I don't believe that coaches get better. I believe that your players get better. I think that, you know, the players they really came to. Like I said, I got a system, man. It's systematic. Everybody has their system. Everybody has their analytic system. Mm-hmm. I got my analytic system for how I pick players, and so I've been doing this grad transfer thing for about the last 3 years, I should say. So, you know, I've seen it coming. You know, my second year here, you know, people tend to forget, but we actually came in fourth place my second year in conference. We had a tough non-conference schedule, so we started out the gate slow, but we actually won 9 conference games my second year and came in fourth place. And, you know, we added a couple grad transfers that year. And actually, my big was Defensive Player of the Year that year. So, you know, I kind of fell on something right there with that grad transfer. So then I doubled back and came back with a couple more grad transfers. Mm-hmm. We lost a lot of close games in my third year, especially in conference. You know, but this year I added 3 grad transfers. And, they came in and they played really well for me. And then my best player, you know, had been with me, been a pillar of my program. He just had one of those years. I mean, he was one of those guys that, you know, as I was getting calls from around the country, you know, a lot of coaches that I know, I mean, he could have played, you know, guys, the drill. Mm-hmm. I seen something in the kid that at that time he didn't see in himself. That kid could have played on any team in America, you know, and contributed. Probably been a starter on any team in America. He was defensive. Jahlil Tripp, from Brooklyn,
yep.
From Brooklyn, New York.
Yep.
Coney Island, you know, he did a great job for me. You know, he led our conference in rebounding. He was Defensive Player of the Year. He can guard 1 through 4. He got every man rebound we needed at that time. You know, he made every big play. For us, and you know, in terms of getting downhill, I mean, man, it just wasn't, you know, I didn't see a better guy. There wasn't a better guy in our league, you know, at doing that. And you know, everything fell into place from that standpoint. But these dudes, they really bought in. We were really good defensively, you know, and they allowed me to coach them. You know, that was the biggest thing. I always say this, man, when you're dealing with these kids today, you gotta love on them, because if you don't love on them, they won't allow you to coach them. So, you know, they allowed me to coach them, and, you know, we just had a good old time, you know, being around each other too. I had a really good group of guys. Not to say that the teams in the past weren't the same, but this team I had this year, they were better. Like, you know, I don't do this, you know, not liking any player that I got, but if you don't win the championship, then you got to get better, you know, right? You got to get better. That's my motto. And, you know, if I got a player on my team that was a starter this year and we didn't win the championship, then I'm trying to find something a little bit better than him. No offense to that kid. I'm honest with every guy on my team. Honesty is a must, and they know I'm going to keep it 100 through and through, and they appreciate that, you know, on the front end, because we don't catch lies on the back end. So, you know, and that was the key to this team, because it's different, man. Like, you know, it's so different. You know, I just don't think I didn't even know it, you know, but, you know, just when you're talking about mid-major basketball, it's just levels to it. And I always go back. I can only go back to where I've been, right? So I go Arizona and I go Memphis, because I've been assistants at both of those schools. And, man, the stuff we was doing and the stuff we was getting at those schools and how we was doing it, man, that's unrealistic down on this level. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's like, you know, you gotta grind it out. Sometimes you gotta even come out your pocket to make it happen. You know what I'm saying? In terms of getting stuff for your guys and, you know, things of that nature. So, you know, it makes you, you know, stuff like, you know, getting awards, even though it's an award and I got it, but it's everybody, team, staff, you know, to help me get that award. Like, you grind together. Like, you know, it's funny, I'm putting together, you know, I'm up here working on my schedule right now, and I'm trying to find games, you know. I'm trying to find games so we can go on a day trip instead of having to spend that money to get on the plane. You know what I mean? We trying to save that money. And fortunately for us, we got a lot of schools around here in the area that we can do that. But then now the unfortunate thing is that it's hard to find those games, because the first thing they do is teams going, the high majors, they'll look at your roster and be like, man, we don't even want to take that chance. So we're not gonna get this dude $80,000 to come down here, man, and you know,
beat us.
It could go the other way. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's always a little give and take in what you're doing, but, you know, appreciative of every moment of it, because I tell you what, it's made me actually understand college basketball, because I thought I knew it, but I'll be honest with you. I didn't know it like I thought I knew it. And truth be told, I'm glad I didn't get no big job on the initial, because I probably got fired. Like, wow. I think I'm man enough to admit that, because on the initial, it's just a lot more than what you think it is. And if you don't got the right people, you don't got the right staff intact, man, this thing will eat you up.
Damon, I don't think a lot of people sort of know the circumstances, you know, under which you took the job at Pacific. The program was on probation. You didn't have full scholarships until, what, a couple years ago. So has that made you appreciate sort of these moments more? The fact that you know how hard you had to grind, how hard you had to, you know, how much it took to get here. Does it make you appreciate sort of the journey that much more, knowing what it took to get to this point?
Oh, yeah, it does. It does. You know, the crazy thing is that we didn't actually get off probation until this year. This was the first year we were off probation. So this was the first year I had 13 scholarships.
Wow.
When I got here, I only had 8 scholarships. I had 40 less recruiting days. And had a 10-week period during the year where I couldn't contact, you know, phone, email, you know, video mesh, whatever it might be, any recruit. So that was what was imposed over a 3-year period, and we lost 6 scholarships. So yeah, that's what I was dealing with on the initial. And, you know, one thing about it is I just never said nothing, because it's like, you know, I told my staff this. I said, we took the job. I took the job because it was an opportunity, opportunity only, you know what I mean? But, you know, like I told my staff, we're not even going to worry about that. We're not going to dwell on it. We're just going to go, and we're going to try to beat this thing down brick by brick. And, you know, we'll just go from there. So, yeah, it does, man. It does. It makes these moments special. You know, when we played St. Mary's earlier this year, in a four overtime game, you know, we end up beating them and get to the locker room and it just kind of broke me down because people don't understand. Like, I can't understand and nobody can understand because I wouldn't even have understood it. Like, it's just, you know, what you have to deal with. First of all, what you got to deal with in this league, people don't even know how good this league is. Mm-hmm. Like, from top to bottom, man, this league is so good. Like, people don't even understand it. Like, you know, we was about to have three tournament teams, all deservedly so, you know, but it's just a good league. You got San Francisco, you got us, you got Santa Clara. Like, these are good teams. We had 6-21 teams in conference, in our conference this year. But it's just like, you know, every time you're able to beat a St. Mary's or, you know, this award or whatever, like, it just kind of signifies that you're going in the right direction, because I know what it looked like when I took this job in the middle of March 2016.
That's why it's so impressive what you've done. We're talking to Ben Jobe, National Coach of the Year. Damon Stoudemire is the head coach out at Pacific. Ja Morant, the Rookie of the Year, man. What have you thought about that young man's season? I know you keep an eye on it.
Yeah, you know, I always pick up more on the NBA when college season is over. So I was looking forward to watching a little bit more. But, you know, obviously, you know, you see the highlights and everything. And, yeah, he's really good, man. You know, kind of like heaven sent for the city of Memphis. Yep. You know, it seems like it's just, you know, he's kind of, you know, when I see him and the way he plays and, you know, he kind of got, he's young, you know, he got that energy, you know, he got the swag. It's kind of like, you know, I think that he's done a good job of kind of, you know, reinvigorating the city. And, you know, now it's time for the organization to get a new slogo. Gotta let the grit and grind go, man. That, you know, we got to get some, y'all got to come up with some stuff over there, guys. You guys got to get them off. We done with the grit and grind. That's not grit and grind no more. Do they have anybody on their team over 25 anymore?
Jonas, that's about it, right? Yeah. Valanciunas, I think he's 27. That's about it.
That is right. And Gorgie Jang is 30.
You know, you got the right, it's funny, you got the right kind of team. You got the right people, man. You know, you got Ja Morant, who, yeah, I feel like he's Rookie of the Year. I mean, it's a no-brainer. Truth be told, it reminds me, totally different scenario, because he's on a team that's in the eighth position. It reminds me of when I had won Rookie of the Year back in 96, and I was, like, running away with it. And then probably about mid-season, you know, you get a bunch of guys where they start talking about, you know, this guy and that guy, right?
Uh-huh.
And then they try to – I shouldn't say they. When I say they, I don't want to make it seem like people are trying to take away from what Ja Morant is doing. But I think at times, you know, as media members and people that cover the media, I think that it's for them to try to find somebody that, okay, well, let's throw him out. Let's make this entertaining. And I think with Zion, nobody's doubting that he's a great player and going to be a great player. But he just haven't had the whole body of work. You know, I just don't feel like somebody that hasn't played the whole year, you know, with somebody that had done it for day one and his team is sitting in the eighth place. I just think it's hard. It's hard to say that he's the Rookie of the Year or even co-Rookie of the Year. You know what I mean? So that's just me, though.
Yeah.
With you 100%.
Hey, Dane, man, congratulations on everything once again, man. It's always good to catch up, man, and stay safe out there.
Pleasure, Coach, and congrats.
Hey, one last thing, man. I appreciate that, man. Martin, man, I know you're a diehard Raider fan.
Yeah.
Based on the stuff you're tweeting out, but man, you probably are the only dude I'm going to be honest with you. You probably are the only dude that doesn't think that Marcus Mariota not going to kill.
Stop, man. I cannot believe you are doing this right now, man. We are going through enough right now, man.
Hey, check it out. This is what I'll say about Marcus Mariota. I never thought Tennessee was the right fit. And I understand I'm not a Tennessee fan nor a Raider fan, but what I, you know, being living down here in the Bay, man, they die hard. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, so I just think Mariota was need to be loved on. I think out here on this West Coast,
yeah.
Like, truth be told, like, it got to work. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they didn't get him. Like, I think that it got to work. Now we're going to really see if dude can play or not. Like, when you got to play mistake-free football, like, and then everybody think you coming in and they think you're going to be this and that because of where you was drafted, like, man, that was just a lot of pressure on the kids. So, look, I'm going to tell you, you should just hold judgment on Mariota, man.
I've seen enough.
Everybody, look. Hey, look. Because if he turned Vegas out, listen, I don't want to see you down there in Vegas, man, turning up, man, talking about Mariota.
That's right. Don't go back the other way.
That's your that's your Portland bias coming out, Dame. That's what that is. That's the Oregon kid. That's your Portland bias. And I respect him, man. That's like you know, if your team acquires a point guard or a shooting guard who can't shoot, like it's a quarterback who can't make throws. I can't get excited about that. Sure, he might be a great leader, but I need somebody out there. I need a Patrick Mahomes. That's what I need.
Hey, we all need that, baby. Hey, yep. We can't have it though. We got to dream accordingly.
Yeah, let's get to 7 wins and try to get to sleep tonight. Hey, Dame, appreciate
Coach,
it, brother.
Thank you for this, brother.
John. Yep.
All right, John. Yep. All right.
He is Damon Stoudemire. I appreciate him joining us.
I cannot believe that he wanted to end the interview like that. I mean, I do you really believe that people out in the West Coast are excited? I guess they might be. I mean, he was really good at Oregon, you know.
I suppose so. It's going to take the Ben Jobe National Coach of the Year to coach up Marcus Mariota.
It is.
I don't know if Gruden can get the job done. It takes some Damon love. The problem, Gruden's going to be blowing so much smoke up as you know what.
Yep.
Kid's not going to have any idea how far he's got to go.
Yep. All right. We will come back. Clay Travis going to join us at 12:25. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
If you're the kind of person who agrees nothing beats the great outdoors, we have some fantastic news. Honda has found a way to make the outdoors even greater with special offers on some of our best four-wheel vehicles. It's happening now during the Greater Outdoor Sales Event at DeSoto Honda. Every Honda ATV and Pioneer side-by-side has the power to take on the biggest jobs and trails. And for unbridled thrills over any terrain, there's our Talon 1000s. Find the four-wheel vehicle that works hardest for you and start the year with a great deal, like up to $1,400 factory to dealer incentives on select models. Make this your greatest year outdoors yet. But hurry, because offers this good can't last long. Get to DeSoto Honda in Olive Branch now during the Greater Outdoors Sales Event. Factory to dealer incentives are good with select new and unregistered models. See DeSoto Honda for complete program details and find them online at DeSotoHonda.net.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Until she went to Triumph Bank the other day, Naya had never set foot in a bank. Naya just graduated from Freedom Prep. She's been a big part of the inner city rugby program. Naya started making a little money from her job at Girls Inc., but she didn't even have a checking account. And that's where Triumph Bank stepped in to help. They set Naya up with a checking account and her very first debit card. They showed Naya how easy it is to do their online banking with their mobile app. Not only that, the folks at Triumph decided to work with Inner City Rugby to teach more young people like Naya about financial literacy so they can feel more confident and can start to build brighter financial futures for themselves. Naya is the first of dozens in the program who will benefit from Triumph's personal touch. You can benefit too, of course. Triumph offers that same personal touch to everyone who steps through their doors. So go to their website at triumphbank.com. They're invested in the community and in making banking easy for you.
All we seem to hear about today are restaurants closing, waiters and cooks and staff being laid off, musicians not able to work, but we're all in this together, even those of us in the real estate business. This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark Spensdorf. We're all making adjustments. We're still selling homes, but we're riding in separate cars, walking through homes separately, having closings in separate rooms, and like Chris just told me, his hands are red and chapped from washing them so much. Those of us in the real estate business are here for you when you need us or if you have any questions. Homes are still going to be sold and bought, especially now with the rates being so low. Just recently, I had two out-of-town buyers make offers on homes they only saw online, never visiting the properties personally. So please don't hesitate to call or email me at 483-0546 or memphisrelocate.com. At Shell Dunn Rosengarten, 483-0546 or memphisrelocate.com.
It's time for the 2020 census, but what is the census? For my grandfather, the census meant new possibilities. He came here 50 years ago for a better life, and he learned the census counted everyone to inform billions of dollars in funding each year for things that mattered to him and his community. Thanks to him, we all got counted, which gave us all the possibilities we have today.
Shape your future. Start here. Complete the census at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. Do not forget to buy lentils, or the lentil soup you're making for dinner will be sorely lacking. By the way, Mrs. Calloway says thanks for helping her bundle home and auto. She appreciates the extra savings, even though you kept using the word apropos incorrectly. But the main thing is, do not forget to buy, what was it? Something apropos the lentil soup. Sorry, I'll call you back.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit, forhims.com/joy.
It's time for the 2020 census, but what is the census? For my grandfather, the census meant new possibilities. He came here 50 years ago for a better life, and he learned the census counted everyone to inform billions of dollars in funding each year for things that mattered to him and his community. Thanks to him, we all got counted, which gave us all the possibilities we have today.
Shape your future. Start here. Complete the census at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. Do not forget to buy lentils, or the lentil soup you're making for dinner will be sorely lacking. By the way, Mrs. Calloway says thanks for helping her bundle home and auto. She appreciates the extra savings, even though you kept using the word apropos incorrectly. But the main thing is, do not forget to buy, what was it? Something apropos the lentil soup. Sorry, I'll call you back.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Oh.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
She saw my eyes, she know I'm gone. I see some things that you might fear. I'm doing a show, I'll be back soon. That ain't what she wanna hear. Now I got it in my room.
We're back, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. According to Tom Nichols, the president of Harvard and his wife have both contracted the coronavirus. Hmm. So, I mean, it's just, it's everywhere, it feels like, man. It is absolutely everywhere. Again, just to kind of give you guys an update, Senate Minority Leader Schumer says that we are on the two-yard line of coronavirus relief negotiations, thinks a deal can be reached in the next few hours. You just hope that it's not
that's
the two.
That's gonna happen today.
You just hope it's not the 2 yard line. Russell Wilson's not the quarterback. You know, give it to Russell. Give it to Marshawn Lynch.
Let's just run it in and be simple. Is what you're saying.
Yes. Give it to Marshawn Lynch.
Don't overcomplicate things.
Yes, exactly. Because we've seen what can happen. Right. You know, and I have my doubts, man. I have my doubts about the effectiveness of that, but we got to do something.
Exactly.
We got to do something.
Right. Can debate all day about the effectiveness of it, and that's what's holding things up.
Right.
You can do another one. Imagine that.
Right. Well, you're probably going to have to do two.
Absolutely.
You're probably going to have to do two of these, you know, two months.
So get the dang thing out. Help some people.
And if we do 2 months of this, I think we'll be fine, right? And also, like, incentivize it, too, for businesses as well, like, but make it contingent on not laying off people, right? You want the tax breaks, you don't lay people off. You want the bailouts, you don't lay people off.
That's the hope.
You know, that's the way.
The reality is many are going to have to and already have of these businesses.
You certainly would hope that, that slows down in some way or another. All right, ESPN had a survey today, Jason, as we are certainly on hiatus with sports and the NBA. ESPN did a survey around the NBA about Rookie of the Year, Jason.
All right.
Rookie of the
Year. Now you bring me some news I can use.
Yeah, so they did a straw poll. So Tim Bontemps put together a straw poll that was conducted over the last few days at ESPN. 70 eligible voters, okay? And he asked the question, Jason. He asked the question, who is the rookie of the year? Is it Ja Morant or is it Zion?
Damon laid it out as well as I have. Still all right. Can't give it to a guy that only played less than half the season. He didn't even do that. So what's the poll say?
Well, with all precincts reporting, Jason, it is a unanimous consensus. Ja.
It's unanimous?
Ja. Ja was named the Rookie of the Year in this straw poll.
But and unanimously?
Unanimously. That's absolutely true.
I will take it.
Yeah. So if Ja Morant were to actually win the MVP award unanimously like he did in this straw poll.
The Rookie of the Year award. You said
yes.
MVP. Yes.
Yeah, sorry, not MVP.
It's a little ahead of schedule.
But, I'm sorry. I'm getting carried
away. It's coming.
Yeah.
It's coming.
Getting a little stir crazy in here. He would join only Carl Anthony Towns, Damian Lillard, and Blake Griffin as the only players who have done that over the last 30 years. So that's prom. That's elite.
Well, I missed it. To have done what?
To have won the MVP. I mean, the Rookie of the Year award unanimously.
Unanimously. Okay. All right. I like that, don't you?
Yes.
Felt like there were many more. And maybe it was. Maybe it was just a made-up storyline, and ESPN didn't even believe it. But he certainly hadn't even played the 37 games yet, particularly with the shortened season. So, look, this is a no-brainer. And that encourages me, John, that Jaws and me bringing that thing home. There's no question about it.
Way
to get it right.
Basically, I hate that. I don't know. Like, maybe I won't hate it. Maybe like this.
Jalen talking about giving five games to finish off the regular season to give the Pelicans a chance to catch the – you're not going to catch the Grizzlies in five games with the cushion they've got? That's my whole point is at this point, you know, even hoping that we get back regular – why even do the regular – just get to a playoffs Grizzly in. That's where I'm at with the Rookie of the Year leading the way in Ja Morant.
Sorry, Zion, but this race is over. This belongs to Ja. And it sucks that it comes, you know, this season, right?
Like, oh, he had still earned it.
Yeah, he did.
The team had no business being in the eight slot, had him in the eight slot.
Is there anything that we need as a nation more than the NBA to resume? I mean, obviously we need to figure out the coronavirus and, like, handle that.
Let's cover the spread.
But NBA is second.
Well, it is, especially for sports talk show hosts. Bro, but especially for franchise cities that have a superstar.
We tell the sports talk hosts are going to be fine, man. It's about the hope, man. It's about the people having something to – because right now, I think the part of the despair around the city and around the nation is that we don't know what we're supposed to be looking forward to. People like to have something to look forward to. You know, whether it's, this summer, I'm going to take a big trip to Paris. That's what my wife thought. That's what she thought. She ain't going. All right? And I was on that a month ago. Everybody made fun of me and chastised me.
Well, you just got out of the way and coronavirus handled it.
That's right. As I worried that it would. We look forward to football season, right? And I think right now, I think the problem is that we just don't know what we're supposed to look forward to. So, Jason, tell us what we should look forward to.
All of that, dude. What you're talking about, football, basketball, the economy, all of it is normalcy. That's what we want. It's what we crave right now. It's very simple to break down. It's what we're dying for. And that's why the reason we're, to your point, we're all programmed to look ahead to, right, to the trip that you got coming up, to the promotion I'm going to get. Right now, the best thing to do ain't to look ahead because it'll drive you absolutely crazy and into the fear zone like we're talking about. Right now, in this country and others, the focus is on right now. Literally, in second by second and minute by minute, and doing your part, because that's what's going to literally flatten the curve for the world. Forget for a state, forget for one country. We're talking about for the world, because
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.